Literature Corner. A chapter to start with. He ran until he could not run any more. Then he walked, for hours until the sun was nearly gone from the sky. Other people were walking too. There were so many of them that they couldn't all be from the school village. They must have come from the whole area. As Salva walked, the same thoughts kept going through his head in time with his steps. Where are we going? Where is my family? When will I see them again? Sure enough, there were now three women giving water to the men on the ground. As if by magic, the water made them feel alive again. They were able to get up onto their feet and join the group as the walking continued. But their five dead friends were left behind. There were no tools with which to dig, and besides, burying the dead men would have taken too much time. Salva tried not to look as he walked past the bodies, but his eyes were drawn towards them. He knew what would happen. Before long, these bodies will be reduced to nothing more than bones. He felt sick at the thought of those men, first dying in such a terrible way, and then having even their dead bodies eaten by animals. If he were older and stronger, would he have given water to those men? Or would he, like most of the group, have kept his water for himself? It was the group's third day in the desert. By sunset, they would be out of the desert, and after that, it would not be far to the Itang refugee camp in Ethiopia. Uncle's words came back to him. The village was attacked, burned. Few people survived. He suddenly realized what Uncle had meant, something he had known in his heart for a long time. His family was gone. He was on his own now. He felt as though he was standing by a giant hole, a hole filled with the black despair of nothingness.